This is the Cleveland Browns Report, delivered exclusively on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns Media Network.
Hello and welcome to the Cleveland Browns Report. I'm Jameer Howerton, joined by offensive lineman Joe Thomas. Joe, thank you for taking time out.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So far, how's practice been going?
Not too bad. We had a little warm day today, but I thought we got out, we got our work done, and now we're going home.
And just taking a look at the tough loss from last week, how's the team bouncing back?
I think we're going to bounce back great. We got a lot of young guys in this team. They got a short memory, which is great, and it's going to give us a chance to go out and put our best effort against San Diego.
Before we talk about San Diego, let's talk about some of these young guys. What have been your thoughts on the way Brandon Weeden has conducted this offense?
He's done a nice job. I mean, he's a young kid, but he's old. I mean, he's almost 30 years old, so he's done a great job coming in for a rookie, controlling the offense, controlling the huddle, and he's improved every week. And I think last week was probably his best game, so we're looking really good going forward, and I think he's going to continue to improve.
And talk about these running backs, Trent Richardson, Mitarial Hardesty. What's it been like blocking for these young guys up front, as well as Chris Obanaya?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, Trent, obviously, he's getting a lot of notoriety because how talented he is and how he's done a really nice job so far. But it was good to see Montero out there the last few weeks, gaining the tough yards and doing some really good things for us in the run game.
Now, for this offensive front, you guys have been facing some of the league's best pass rushers. Talk about the way you guys have been just playing stout, just really keeping Brandon clean as well as moving the ball.
Obviously, we're kind of a pass-first offense running the West Coast, so pass blocking has been a big key for us. And I think this year we've done a really nice job. Brandon has really helped us. He's gotten better every single week with reading his progressions, getting rid of the ball on time. And for the most part, we've done a really good job protecting the quarterback.
And for yourself, what are some of the things that you're working on throughout this week of practicing?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of technique. Every day you got to go back to the drawing board and you got to work on your technique in the run game on Monday and the pass game on Tuesday, on Thursday. So every week it's working on the same things, kind of drilling that technique home and then making sure that your assignments are squared away for when Sunday comes rolling around.
And lastly, Joe, you look at this team. They're coming off a bye week as well as two tough losses. What do you expect to see from these guys?
Well, I think you're going to see a re-energized San Diego Chargers. They're coming off a bye week, like you mentioned. They're going to be fresh. They're going to be coming. They got a few extra days of preparation. So we're going to expect to see a few new wrinkles that we haven't seen so far. But hopefully we'll be ready after a good week of practice.
Well, Joe, thank you for your time and good luck to you guys. Browns fans, be sure to check back to ClevelandBrowns.com for daily updates. For Joe Thomas, Jameer Howerton, thanks for joining us. Browns fans, the all-new Browns Fan 4-Pack is on sale now. The all-inclusive game day package includes 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 Pepsi products, 4 game programs, and 1 parking pass for home games versus the Kansas City Chiefs on December 9th or the Washington Redskins on December 16th. Prices start at just $199. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 1-800-745-3000 to purchase today.